Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lucas Kowalczyk and Tim Walsh, the co-founders of Gravity Vault. And Lucas and Tim will go over their background and the inception story behind starting Gravity Vault, as well as go over the industry and growth of the concept. And we'll talk to Lucas and Tim about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently, with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lucas Kowalczyk and Tim Walsh, the co-founders of Gravity Vault. And Lucas and Tim are going to talk about their backgrounds and the inception story behind starting Gravity Vault. Hey Lucas, hey Tim, how you guys doing? Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Well, I'd like to ask our guest where you're calling from this morning.
They're calling from New Jersey.
Okay, fantastic. It's my home state. My wife and I actually both grew up in New Jersey. We're not far from you guys. We're actually in eastern Pennsylvania, so it's just the river that separates us. I thought this was an interesting story, Lucas and Tim, when I was reading about you guys. It sounded like you know, took your passion and you did turn it into a fantastic business and ultimately a franchise. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of Gravity Vault.
Sure. This is Lucas. I can get started. Tim, by all means, kick in mm-hmm. with anything additional or anything I might be missing. But Tim and I have been longtime friends. We've known each other since high school and both basically found the sport of climbing. Tim a little prior to myself, and I was living on the West Coast. He was here on the East Coast, though we were both originally from the New Jersey area, again, having become friends originally in high school, and had what we now call an infamous dinner back in 2002 and had a conversation about opening up a climbing gym in our home state of New Jersey and open up the largest indoor climbing gym in the state of New Jersey at that time is what we had always discussed doing and basically made that come true by opening our first facility in 2005 in Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, in Bergen County, where mm-hmm. we're both originally from, and continued to grow from there by opening our second facility in 2009. And then we basically decided to franchise and created the franchise company in 2012 and started franchising just in 2013 and have now opened our first franchise facility here in February in Middletown, New Jersey, and are continuing to expand from there, where we have actually a franchise agreement with a group in the Lehigh Valley area in your neck of the woods near Easton.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And we'll be opening there hopefully the third or fourth quarter of this year. And a number of other franchise agreements under you know, different stages of attorney review at this point.
And what does that feel like for you, Lucas and Tim? I mean, you know, I can imagine. I mean, it's a great feeling. But you know, you mentioned like that historic dinner, you know, and you know where you guys are now, and selling your first franchise in Middletown, and now you know looking into Lehigh Valley. I mean, what's that feeling like for you?
This is Tim speaking. You know, I can say that it's really, you know, it's amazing. I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, like you mentioned, you know, something we were both very passionate about. We had very different careers prior to making the commitment to go full-time mm-hmm. into something that, you know, we love to do for a living. So to see, you know, basically the way we looked at it, we had always talked about, you know, spreading the love of the sport of climbing through franchising, and but we believed that we needed to, you know, build the model, then prove the model prior to, you know, putting it out there as a franchise. So to see that people actually believe in the brand, you know, and actually love the brand as much as we do is really amazing.
I get to do a lot of these interviews, you know, and someone asked me recently, you know, what shows I have coming up, and I said we had some really cool concepts coming up, and yours was one of them. How do you typically, I mean, describe the franchise? I mean, if you guys were at, like, a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and said, so, you know, typical question, so what do you guys do? I mean, how do you typically respond to the question?
This is Tim speaking again. You know, we basically meaning that we own and operate the two largest climbing facilities in the state of New Jersey, you know. And when we opened our first facility 9 or 10 years ago, you know, people really didn't understand, you know, what an indoor climbing facility was.
Right,
and, you know, we joke often that, you know, when parents dropped off their kids for the first birthday party, all the parents stayed because we thought they thought they were all going to die because indoor climbing or climbing in general is, you know, perceived as a dangerous sport. So, you know, what we do and the model that we, you know, have created is we have big, bright, well-lit facilities. And, mm-hmm. you know, we often say that we're more of a customer service, you know, organization than we are a climbing gym, because you come into our facilities and everyone behind the front desk is smiling. I mean, we've just created a great atmosphere to work in. And, you know, so again, just big, bright, well-lit, customer-focused business.
Yeah, and I saw the photos, you know, on the website, Tim, you know, and it says, I mean, when you get the adults coming in, probably like it's something that everybody wants to do, right? I mean, once you're in there, it seems like everyone probably wants to get into the game, I imagine.
Absolutely. We've got climbers. We started at 5 years old, and we've got climbers that climb with us on a weekly, daily basis that are up in their 70s.
That's fantastic. I mean, you know, and over the years, too, I mean, I didn't have time to mention it in the introduction, but, I mean, I know that you've been featured in as a fitness magazine. You've been in the New York Times, a Bergen Record,
201 Magazine, Rockland Today. I mean, there's just like a dozen magazines here that you guys have also been mentioned in. So, and you've been getting a lot of great public relations. You know, it seems like a lot of people are interested in your concept, and I was one of them when I learned about you. I said, you know, I have to have you on the show. So how does technology play a role in your business? I mean, is this a technology-driven business, or how do you use technology?
This is Lucas. I mean, we're a brick-and-mortar business by all means that utilizes technology in the sense that, as Tim was saying, you know, customer service is a big focus of what we do, you know, in greeting people, knowing what their past history is, and knowing them from facility to facility. So by growing through franchising and having facilities that, you know, cross state boundaries and so forth, we actually use technology a great deal in our membership management software, and basically, you know, we use it for customer relationship management kind of purposes, if you will. So you can walk into a facility in the Lehigh Valley or in Middletown, New Jersey, or up in our Bergen County location. We know who you are. We basically know that you've taken our belay class. We know that you're belay certified. We know you're a rope climber. We know how old you are, how many times you've climbed at our different facilities. So we utilize that kind of information to basically let us, you know, serve you best, that you're not, walking into a facility we don't know. It's, you know, climbing is different than a traditional gym where you just walk in, you click, and you use the facility. Here it's, you know, are you a top roper, are you a boulder, or what type of climbing do you utilize? Are you someone who comes in and works with your kids, or you come in and climb with your buddy? Do you come in and on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis? So we use technology in that capacity.
Do you guys get into, like, the whole birthday parties thing? I mean, Lucas and Tim, I mean, like, as far as other services that you guys provide?
We do. We basically have, as Tim was elaborating earlier, you know, programs for five-year-olds up through the regular member and people in their 70s. We do corporate team building. We do Boy Scout and Girl Scout programs. We do birthday parties. We have walk-in climbing programs. We have one-hour private sessions where you can work with one of our staff. We have technique classes for adults. We have climbing teams for our kids, where we actually go around and actually compete. We have coaches that take our kids and travel with them to other climbing facilities. We had a number of kids that actually competed on a national level out in Colorado in the last 2 months. And, a number of different aspects of the business that, allow people of all ages and experience levels to try us out and experience what climbing is all about.
Yeah, and I was, as I was studying you guys, too, I mean, I was thinking of the benefits. And not only in addition to, being fun, and interesting, but as you were saying earlier, team building. And I imagine it also builds confidence in the children, we just recently had our son start playing baseball, and he was very nervous about playing. But, we noticed that he has this increase in confidence we've noticed over the last, month or so, And I'm sure there's a lot of those other benefits in addition to having fun, isn't there?
This is Tim. This is one of my, favorite stories, actually. So we have a little class that's called Little Rockers, and, the age category for that is 5 and 6-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, we see some hesitation. It's the first time that, somebody's coming in our facilities. The walls are tall, and, when you're that age, I mean, they're a lot bigger than you are, so it can be intimidating. But we ran a class of, little rockers, and I remember the first day I happened to, step out of the office, and I saw all the little guys sitting out there, and I watched for a few minutes, and, everyone was kind of timid, and I just remember talking to the instructors at the end of that class. There were 17 kids in that class, and every one of them, by the, fourth and fifth week, were able to climb to the top of our tallest walls. And so it certainly does. And they were, not only did it build their confidence, but, I mean, they were just, they were having so much fun with it as well.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, Tim. It's a great story, and that's one of the things I was thinking of, as I was, researching your franchise. I mean, you're in an industry that's pretty big. I don't know. I mean, are there any hard numbers as far as the industry that you guys are in?
As far as the number of facilities?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as the industry goes, and I'm not even sure what industry you guys would actually be classified in, but how big is the industry? It seems like there is growth within the industry that you guys are in right now.
There's no specific, measured growth indoor climbing business.
Right.
We get information through an association from Boulder, Colorado, the Climbing Wall Association of America. And the latest that we've seen was that about, is it 5 or 10 years ago, there was about, how many climbing gyms were there, Luke, 200?
We had about 250 gyms in the country in total when we opened our first facility back in 2005.
Right.
And that number is approaching about 450 today.
Wow. Okay.
And those are places that are dedicated to the sport of climbing as we are, where it is a destination for indoor climbing exclusively. There are, you know, literally hundreds of additional facilities that exist on university campuses at YMCAs,
right.
Boys and Girls Clubs of America. You know, there's a number of traditional gym chains out there that are adding small elements of climbing, but not focusing on climbing the way we do and educating individuals and, you know, in the same capacity. But, you know, over the last 10 years or so, we've seen the industry essentially nearly double as far as the number of facilities in the country. You know, there are some statistics out there that say approximately 1,000 Americans a day are trying the sport of indoor climbing for the first time. So, you know, people are coming out in droves, if you will, to try this sport as it becomes more mainstream, as it becomes more in, you know, the, I guess, less extreme sport stereotype that it once held, where it's now featured on regular television shows. It's in, you know, marine commercials to Citibank commercials to, you know, car commercials and so forth, you know, where regular sitcoms and such are featuring people going to climbing gyms or going to a climbing birthday party or, you know, team building exercises and stuff like that. It's becoming much more mainstream, and it is growing exponentially. But as Tim said, there's, you know, the Climbing Wall Association of America out in Boulder keeping track of the number of facilities, as they are a standards organization for our industry. But we kind of fall within the recreation, you know, outdoor recreation is kind of the one umbrella that we fall with under. But we're really an indoor sport, but outdoor climbing parlays or, you know, correlates to indoor climbing. So they report some statistics through the outdoor research studies that are done, but nothing other than the number of total facilities and people trying the sport is what was most recently put out.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we don't have, I don't even know if we have any out here, you know. I mean, I don't think I've ever come across. I'm sure if I, you know, went somewhere on the internet. But you're right, there it wasn't especially a lot, you know, years ago, and it is something that you see and hear a lot more of today, you know. So I mean, I think that's fantastic for, you know, the franchise and the industry. I mean, so why did both of you gentlemen, you know, start the franchise? It's quite interesting, you know. I mean, you took your passion and then you started this business, and I think it's great. But it seems to me also like you're filling a need within the market, Lucas and Tim, as far as like I guess you could say almost educating, you know, your customers or your clients, you know, as far as the whole rock climbing process, you know, where maybe, you know, years ago it just seemed like, you know, one of those things, you just try it out and it was like a one-time thing. But it seems like there's a lot of like repeat customers here in this situation. Maybe you could expand on that a bit.
Sure. You know, we're also a membership-based facility. So, you know, people are realizing that rock climbing is a full-body workout, and therefore, you know, we don't necessarily encourage people to give up their traditional, you know, gym memberships. But at the same time, I mean, if you're willing to come in and climb 2 or 3 days a week, you know, you will see that your fitness improves significantly.
It's interesting, Lucas, as you're talking about it, you know, if you're mentioning full body workout, I imagine like, you know, someone like myself, you know, who's probably never done it. I mean, the next day you probably feel pains in places that you never even imagined, you know, because you are using muscles, you know, because it is a different type of activity that you don't normally get to use. I imagine, you know, for you know, both of you, you know, who are experts on it and have probably done it in many instances, you know, you got it down. But I imagine the first-time person or someone who's a little older, like in their mid-40s, who does it the first time, the next day they probably feel some aches and pains, I imagine.
It is.
You know,
it's that good pain, though. You know,
it's a good pain, right, exactly. Sure, absolutely.
You know, that pump that you kind of look for, and it is,
a lean
body mass. You're using your body. It is body weight. And, you know, and even in today's society where, you know, I don't think – climbing necessarily falls within the trendy, but the, you know, more so with the types of facilities and new gyms and workouts, and you know, where people are, you know, grabbing out sledgehammers and pushing big tires over and doing things more dips, pull-ups, push-ups, things that are based on their body weight, and using their body in a way that you know, versus picking up weights and doing things of that nature, it kind of falls within that, and it does provide a full-body workout. So yeah, you'll feel sore in areas you didn't know you had, but at the same time, it's it's a good pain and it's a
sure.
good feeling, and we feel that it also has a little bit of a immediate addiction almost, if you will, to it, where it's kind of
right.
like you enjoy it. It's the excitement of heights. You get a little bit of an adrenaline rush. You get a workout from it. You know, you feel a little sore the next day, and it's
yeah.
it's exciting and fun and different.
Oh yeah, no, it's fantastic. I can't wait till you guys come out to the Lehigh Valley area. You know, so I think that's fantastic. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and we're speaking with Lucas Kowalczyk and Tim Walsh, the co-founders of Gravity Vault. And you know, guys, maybe we could talk a little bit about the types of characteristics that you'll be looking for in your franchisees.
Sure, I can start, and then Tim, by all means, pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We're looking to grow with like-minded individuals. You commented earlier about our decision to franchise, and we chose to franchise because we both enjoy the sport so much, and we feel that it does
right.
bring a lot of benefits to individual communities. You mentioning in the Eastern Pennsylvania or the Lehigh Valley area, how there isn't a facility, and you know we can tell countless numbers of stories in the communities where we basically developed our two gyms and now our first franchise facility already. That people who didn't know about the sport, had never experienced
right.
the sport, are now having life-changing, events happen where there have been families that have never experienced the sport of climbing and have now moved their entire family out to Colorado and out west to basically be in an environment where they can climb outdoors more regularly.
Yeah.
Families coming together and actually doing it as a family activity where you can have someone, in their 40s with their children belaying them, or you can have a gentleman in his 70s coming in and climbing with his buddies, or a five-year-old coming in and having a birthday party and making new friends or coming to one of our kids' classes. So we're kind of looking for characteristics in people that are like-minded, that want to grow the sport of climbing with us. You know, there's a lot of great markets because there are only 450
mm-hmm.
dedicated gyms in the country. There's a lot of places
right.
that don't have, access to a climbing gym and have, basically a community or a population density or a demographic that basically is perfectly suited for a climbing gym, and just no one has, gone about opening one. So we're looking for people that, are looking to grow the sport of climbing with us that don't have to be necessarily experienced and seasoned climbers, but people that are interested in this sport, that enjoy it and basically want to, share it in an educational way, in a customer service focused way, and bring it to their community, because you're going to be not opening a gym to cater to the climber in your community, but rather to introduce the sport of climbing to the community you exist in.
That's great. So once you decide, that you like them and they like you and they want to go for it, what will the training be like? I mean, will they typically, they'll come out to New Jersey, and will the training be out at your corporate headquarters? How does that work?
Yes. So basically our training program is about 2 weeks in length. They come out to one of our locations, either in Upper Saddle River or Chatham, New Jersey. And, again, we go through, like Lucas mentioned earlier, you don't necessarily need to know anything about, indoor climbing. We just want, to work with people that are passionate about spreading the sport. So, you come in, you basically spend 2 weeks with myself, Lucas, and our staff, and we go through, everything that you need to know to be able to operate an indoor climbing gym.
Wow, it is fantastic. Maybe, and either of you gentlemen can answer this question because you've been doing it such a long time now, but what is a typical day like, if there is such a thing, for a Gravity Vault franchisee?
We open Monday to Friday from 12
okay.
p.m. to 10 p.m., and we open on Saturdays and Sundays at 9 o'clock. So, I mean, basically, again, a lot of what we do has to do with, the staff that we, surround ourselves with. Each one of our locations typically has a manager, an assistant manager, and somewhere between 10 and 15 part-time employees. Monday through Friday, we run kids' classes, we run junior climbing, and then on Saturdays and Sundays, the days are more event-oriented.
That's great. Where do you guys see yourself? I mean, if you're looking, like 3 to 5 years down the road, as far as the future.
This is Tim again. I think we've said that we'd like to see somewhere between 45 and 60 Gravity Vaults. We're growing slowly here in the Northeast is kind of our plan. We've
mm-hmm.
said we'd like to have 8 locations between corporately owned locations and franchises by 2015, and 45 to 60 locations in the next 5 years.
That's fantastic. Maybe we just jump back to something that I forgot to ask you guys. I mean, as far as the location goes, Lucas and Tim, I mean, how much space is actually required for this type of franchise? And do you look for, I mean, what do you look for in a location, or will you be looking for?
This is Lucas. I can start by saying that, you know, we look for a range of somewhere between 10 and 15,000 square feet footprint in a building. You know, we're looking for clear, open, column-free, well-lit areas, and in, you know, communities that have, you know, sufficient parking if they're in a more suburban area, and with a, you know, kind of positive traffic flow, if you will, where, you know, they're not necessarily on Main Street, if you will, but not necessarily six turns off of Main Street either.
Right.
So within the, you know, within the center of the community or just on the outskirt of, and, you know, large, oftentimes industrial-style buildings, but in more retail-type areas.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Lucas and Tim? Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Yeah, you can just go to www.gravityvault.com/franchise.
Fantastic. And it's a great website, by the way, too. You know, I was on it this morning as well, and I think you guys have a great concept, and I'd already like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow, because I think this is very interesting, and I'm looking forward to you getting out here soon in the Lehigh Valley area. I think that's wonderful, so I'll be keeping my eyes open for you guys.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lucas. Thanks, Tim. Have a great day, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Coming up in segment two, we're going to get franchise tips from Hall of Fame franchisor John Hewitt and one of Liberty Tax's top franchisees from our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast, coming right up on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for 80 shows, and we've interviewed some of the top franchisors, franchisees, franchise experts in the country, and it's just been an incredible experience. Each show, you know, Don and I have learned something, you know, and there's usually typically two or three learning lessons from each radio program. The podcast that you're going to get to hear today, or the great quote in franchising, is from Dan Castellini. And you're also going to get to hear from John Hewitt, who is also the founder of Liberty Tax Service. And, you know, he talks about his most successful franchisees. But listen to what Dan says as far as, you know, taking a self-assessment and typically the people who become the most successful franchisees. I really thought it was a great learning lesson. So here we go.
And they send a picture in, and we don't even know about it. And next thing we see our picture, a Lady of Liberty featured in the USA Today or somewhere in the country where we didn't even do anything except do our jobs and put our Lady of Liberties out.
That's great. Now, the Lady Liberty, was that your idea, John, or is that yours, Dan?
Dan can't, you know, I asked Dan, and remember, I already said he's one of the best 10 or 20 ever in out of 3,000. So I built him up, and this is not a slam to Dan at all, but I often ask my top people just to make other people understand. They said, Dan, what did you create? What did you invent? When you've been here four seasons, what did you do different? And he said, really, the top people say, you know what, I followed the plan. And I think Dan can confirm that.
That's the best franchisee, John. That's what Marty and I speak about a lot. A lot of our experts we've had on, trying to recruit people, don't want to reinvent the wheel. Just follow the system and work hard and have that passion. In most franchises, you got to be people, you know, a people person, and you know you're gonna be successful. Is the bottom line.
Absolutely. Dan's comment.
What's that?
How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that went back when I was looking, you know, deciding if franchising was right for me, you know, that's the first thing I determined was, you know what, I don't want to invent anything, I'm not creative, just give me a plan that I can execute. Of course, then you go in search of that plan, and that's exactly what Liberty has. And to succeed, you know, you guys hit the nail on the head. It's simply, you know, have that personal drive and then the ability to listen and execute the plan that you signed up to follow.
Right. You know, getting solid training.
I love that quote from Dan Castellini, how he says, you know, he took a real honest self-assessment. He says, you know what, I'm not a creative person. I don't want to invent anything. And, again, I just want to follow the system. And, again, typically, you know, this is what we found to be the most successful franchisee, somebody who is just willing to follow the system. So, again, this is our first great quote in franchise.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interview. Take care, everyone.